On Saturday, 43 people in Juneau rotated through tutorials in a basketball gym on topics like finding employment, how to open a bank account, and reconnecting to family. All the participants were wearing yellow jumpsuits. It's Lemon Creek Correctional Center's 8th annual Success Inside and Out event, which offers soon-to-be-released inmates resources for when they're released. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
James Luckert has been in jail for more than 8 years. According to court records, Luckert was convicted for 3 counts of assault, 1 for attempted sexual assault. He's due to get out of Lemon Creek Correctional Center next February.
I feel ready, and I think I am ready, but it's just I'm scared. You know, it's going to be a big test.
This is his first time at Success Inside and Out. He's just come from a session on addiction and mental health. He's gotten information about counseling once he's out and a number to call even while he's still in jail. Luckert thinks it's cool.
There's people out there that actually care. I mean, people in this environment are like, oh, nobody cares about us. They just want to let us rot. But there's people that actually care. So feels pretty good.
Luckert's favorite part of the day has been hearing from former inmates who have succeeded on the outside. People who are sober, have jobs or go to school, and are part of healthy relationships. These stories give him hope.
We all have a chance to make it out there. I mean, yeah, we've made some mistakes in our life, but there's a chance that we can make it out there in the community.
Marcos Galindo is one of those people who made it. Most of his life was shrouded in violence, he says. He was part of a gang in California and was in and out of jail. He came to Juneau in December 2011 to visit his mother. That next April, he assaulted someone and ended up at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. While there, he took a class by Saul Neely, assistant professor of English at University of Alaska Southeast. Now, Galindo is a senior at UAS and radiates positivity.
My whole day when I wake up in the morning is about being positive about how can I better my life and how can I better the person next to me's life. And I learned a lot of that through Saul's classes.
So far, Galindo has helped 4 former male inmates get into UAS.
3 of them are success stories. 1 of them, you know, started using again and went back. So we lost one, and that I took it a little personal. But what can you do, right? So, but the 3 superstars we got now, like, they don't need any help in anything now. They're knocking out essays on their own. They got higher GPAs than me.
Juneau District Court Judge Keith Levy has been organizing Success Inside and Out for the past few years. The program was founded in 2006 by Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Dana Fabe for incarcerated women at Highland Mountain Correctional Center near Anchorage. The program still takes place there. Levy says the court system has a great interest in seeing inmates thrive when they're released.
People think of judges as punishing people, and our role is not punishment. Judges, especially in Southeast Alaska, what we want to have happen is to recognize what gets people into jail and to deal with those things and help them not come back.
Levy isn't sure how successful Success Inside and Out has been over the last 8 years, but he says if it helps even a handful of people, it's worth it. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.